In the NFL, it was the Jets over Miami 27. Geno Smith led three long scoring drives, ran for a touchdown, and threw for 190 yards. New England defeated Buffalo 34-20. The Pats finished 12-4, while the Bills ended up 6-10 and last in the AFC East. The Giants moved past Washington 26. The Eagles captured the NFC East with a 24-22 win over Dallas. The Packers took the NFC North by scoring the last two touchdowns in a 33-28 win over the Bears in Chicago. The Seahawks wrapped up the NFC West in a 27-9 victory over St. Louis. The Chargers rallied from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter and beat Kansas City 27-24 in overtime. Cincinnati beat Baltimore 34-17. Carolina won against Atlanta 21-20. It was Pittsburgh over Cleveland 27, ending the tenure of coach Rob Chudzinski, who was fired after a 4-12 season. Minnesota topped Detroit 14-13, Tennessee 16, Houston 10, Indianapolis beat Jacksonville 30-10, Denver 34, Oakland 14, and San Francisco passed Arizona 23-20. In the NBA, Orlando defeated Atlanta 109-102. Golden State won against Cleveland 108-104 in overtime. Oklahoma City 117, Houston 86. San Antonio knocked off Sacramento 112-104. And the Lakers fell to Philadelphia 111-104. In college basketball, number 10 Wichita State beat Davidson 81-70. It was 12th-ranked Oregon over Morgan State 97-76. And number 13 Florida crushed Savannah State 76-34. Also, in women's college basketball, UConn defeated Cincinnati 67-34. Checking news on the ice, it was Buffalo over Washington 2-1 in a shootout. The New York Rangers defeated Tampa Bay 4-3. The New York Islanders had a 5-4 win over Minnesota. Florida 4, Montreal 1. Pittsburgh beat Columbus 5-3. St. Louis took Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Toronto won against Carolina 5-2. Vancouver blanked Calgary 2-0. Winnipeg beat Colorado 2-1 in overtime. And San Jose defeated Anaheim 3-1. In other hockey news, the United States wrapped up a spot in the playoff round in the World Junior Hockey Tournament with an 8-0 win over Germany. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.